finally, back from Dusseldorf, and there's only one thing that's going to get my 12. Some rock. Yes, hello everybody, Ewan Spence back here on your rock show from the Podcast Corner after a delightful time at the Eurovision Song Contest, and I won't hear you say otherwise because it was. But now, it's back. It's back to the proper experience of Friday, not dress rehearsals of Swedish Schlager box explodings. It's bands like The Touch. This is called Shot. They were once voted, wait for it, South Australia's band with the most potential. They're doing a little mini tour in the United Kingdom just now. I'm Ewan Spence, rock.thepodcastcorner.com. This is Shot.
Shot! Let's get that. Say free play. Now break it. Shot! Reveal it. The taste, invite the feeling. Shot! You want it. Not low, now strike the topic. Shot! Another. Glass is broken, see this other.
And there you have them. The Touch. Delightful little band. Let's have a look at those tour dates. So you've just played Edinburgh on the 17th. Glasgow tonight. Moving down to London for the 22nd, the 27th of May. And a little nip over to Germany. They're playing the Hamburg Boat Show, of all places, on the 31st. And staying in Germany for Munich on the 4th of June. As always, you can find links to the band's website back at rock.thepodcastcorner.com. So you can find out more about them if they're playing close by. If you want to download and buy their music, support them in any other way, that's wonderful. Just drop them a little email or something and tell them you heard them on the show here as well. Yes, back from Eurovision. A little break from the rock music, although congratulations go to Eldrin from Georgia for at least having a little bit of rock in the final 25. I do believe I was the only person headbanging in the entire press conference. It's great. You have all these songs in Serbian and Italian and Corsican, and all the fans are going, oh, it's very nice. The second Eldrin come up with a bit of new metal called One More Day, and everybody goes, I don't understand the lyrics. That's why I don't like it. And I'm like, do you speak Corsican? No. But you don't hear you complaining about the French song? No. Do you speak Italian? No. I don't hear you complaining about the light jazz song? No. Even though both of them are very nice songs. But now, just because you can't make out clearly the words of Eldrin, where I can, and most rock fans can, you decide it's a bad thing that you can't. Oh, Sorry. Rant over. Let's go back into a little bit. Let's go back to a happy place. Yes. Join me in a happy place. That happy place. Also join me there's Rachel Sage, who has been on the podcast a number of times. Singer-songwriter based out of New York. Delancey Street album came out last year. There's a remixed edition with a couple of new tracks popped on there as well. And the single coming out there, Hey Na, is actually popped out as well. A little bit of mastering on there from one of the Spectres, I believe. You know, I've got the MP3 down here. I don't have the CD single to hand, which I picked up when I bumped into her in Austin. I got a little preview of this. And like, when's it come out? May the 16th. So this is available to buy now. It's a new single from Rachel Sage. It's Hey Na, and it's definitely worth a listen. And it's definitely in my happy place. I want to come back there. Okay.
And I will sing to you. Paint me a canvas of the sky, baby blue. Hold out your hand and pull me into your embrace. These are the pictures I will carry always. And I say, hey, na 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 na. Hey, na 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 na. Walk with me down the streets of our little town. Smile at me secretly, even if I frown. And kiss me like a child when it gets too much. And I'll kiss you crazy wild, I'm naked with your touch. And I say, hey, na 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 na. Hey, na 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 na. May love always be this true and feel this brand new. May love always be this strong and may all of our friends sing along. Stupid rule and break open my heart. Fly across the universe, then back to where you are. And I say, hey, na 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 na. Hey, na 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 na. Hey, na 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 na. Hey, na 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 na.
For the record, in my happy place, I confuse Phil Spector with Phil Ramone. It's actually Phil Ramone that did some of the work on that. The problem is, this still isn't enough to get me away from Eurovision. Because tonight, Sarah... Oh, I'm all over the shop. Rachel is going to be playing in Duisburg tonight, which is like 5 minutes up the road from Dusseldorf. And also, this was on the radio about a month ago. Just popped on the radio, it's Radio 2, and I'm like, oh, it's Rachel Sage on Radio 2, not Sarah Sage. Don't know who she is. If you're out there, Sarah, and you want to appear on the show, not a problem. rock.thepodcastcorner.com has the button at the top. There we go. Cover it that way. Right. Yes, and she was on the Radio 2, And there was Graham Norton, who hosts Eurovision, going, "Oh, Rachel, that's a nice song, but Phil Ramone must have been having an off day." Ooh. And then he followed it up with, "Oh, that's okay, she's from New York, she'll never hear me." "Well, don't repeat it in your show this weekend, because she's playing Bristol, Birmingham, Brighton, Norwich, Essex, Manchester and London for the rest of the month. So she might, and I hope she does, because she should have stern words with you." There we go. Right then, Rachel Sage there. Delancey Street is the album, as I said, a little mini tour. Just done, here we go, Israel, France, the Netherlands, Germany just now, and the UK to finish up. There we go. Right then, let's do the trip from Dylan McDonald next. One of the many that I bumped into at South by Southwest, it was just an absolutely wonderful sound, based out of... was it Franklin, Tennessee? Yeah, Franklin, Tennessee on Petrie Records. I just like this song. It's definitely one that's has absolutely no connections with a big song contest. This is, I'm pretty sure I'm not going to get a link to this one at all in my head, which is good. The Trip, Dylan McDonald with the Avians. Like, with the Shadows, backing group.
Blasting through the clouds, a glowing red, and I can't wait to see my home again. The pilot seems quite calm, but I can tell he's tense when he says, "Don't mind the turbulence." I know I'll make it if I try to hold on. I'm losing touch with where I'm from. I never hit the ground, and it feels like the world's been turned upside down. The stewardess smiles as she's floating down the aisle. She says my trip may last a while. My eyes roll back. Just a speck up in the sky. Seem to find something interesting and new. Ooh, ooh. When my world changes from red to blue, doo-doo-doo. You know I've made this trip so many times before. Ooh. That's how my feet are firmly on the floor. Too much time away, it drove me insane. it's a shame.
You see, now it's just teasing. It's got this huge outro with little plinky stuff in the background. And I'm like going, you know, I don't trust anything anymore. Are you finished or are you not finished? So I'll just kind of leave you blinking off in the background, shall I? Yeah. Yeah, that's good. You keep doing that. There we go. Dylan McDonald and the Avians there. Still going, guys? Finished? Is the trip over? Yes, it's over there. There we go. As I said there, Dylan McDonald and the Avians and the Trip. Okay, let's move on to a band that I found when I was going through the samplers to make up the big 80-track sampler I did of South by Southwest and sort of 80 bands that you really should try and see at South by Southwest. One of them was Fits in the Tantrums. This is off their latest EP, which released on Danger Bird Records. Bonus points for a name like Danger Bird Records. Also at the start of the week, this is the EP Breaking the Chains of Love and the title track off that. Been together 18 months and they are just on a rocket right up. Yes, they have done The Tonight Show, but it's the one with Jay Leno, so it doesn't really count. And Last Call with Carson Daly, again, doesn't really count. They've now been twice on TPC Rock. That's what counts. It's a four-tracker EP, definitely worth a look in the band. It's got that lovely sort of, you know, they say Smokey Robinson, but there's a little bit more 70s swagger in here than just your Motown sound. But it's lovely, it's rich and deep, it's well-constructed. And, you know, it just looks so slick on stage. They have to make sure that it doesn't look too polished. If they can keep that little tiny rough edge to the sound, they are going to stay on that rocket ship. They're going to go for the second stage. I'd like that, because that would mean we get more stuff like Breaking the Chains of Love.
Away.
Fits in the Tantrums there, Breaking the Chains of Love. But they are admittedly doing that Smokey Robinson thing of just saying the last line over and over and over again and fading it out. Now, I believe Frank Sidebottom, rest in peace, really, really hated that. And, you know, for me, you know, at least that's an ending, unlike The Trip, which just keeps on going and going and going. But there we go. Breaking the Chains of Love there, Fitz and the Tantrum. Nice short, 2 minutes, 50 seconds long. Right, one to finish off. The Strut, I think, is probably going to be the best one. I've got a couple to choose from here. The Frontier Brothers, again, band from South by Southwest, who, I love their webpage. They actually had a page on the website going, which of our gigs at South by Southwest would be the best one for you to go and see? Basically, because there was one which basically said, in this one, we will kick Travis the Turtle. In this one, we will battle a lion and it will be a little bit safer. This one, I will levitate a miniature bear. That's the one I went to. Because, let's say, miniature bears levitating. That just screams rock and roll to you. Simple as that. Let's see. They're actually based in Austin, so they knew where to go, and they probably had time to rig up their bear beforehand. Frontier Brothers are unsigned, but still have a glorious sound, and in the words of the song, a glorious strut as well. Let's finish off Friday with this one, shall we? Because it does have that happy Friday sort of opening, doesn't it?
Yeah. I still see you, Clara, walking with your nose turned up to kiss or call me off. It's me not changing and it's you not there.
She got the strut.
So what
if she hates my guts and it's time? My head off.
Like a power plant, baby.
Your strut. Now's your Friday rock show from the podcast corner. Myself, you, and Spence for another week. Delightful lineup of bands we've had. As I said, there, the Frontier Brothers, also Fitz and the Tantrums, Rachel Sage, Dylan McDonald, and the Torch. Did you enjoy that? Aren't you glad you're back? Aren't you glad that I mispronounced the touch as the torch? Haven't you missed all that fun and games? I know I have. Back on Wednesday, hopefully with Rock again, if I can find time, at Blog World Expo in New York next week. So if you're there, look me up, say hi. But for now, ta-ra.